Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
4 years ago, Rex Tillerson's nomination would have needed 60 votes in the Senate to be approved. Now, he only needs 51. That's thanks to a Senate rule change pushed through by Democrats in 2013, which at the time had Republicans up in arms. Here's Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor.
If you want to play games, set yet another precedent that you'll no doubt come to regret. Say to my friends on the other side of the aisle, you'll regret this. And you may regret it a lot sooner than you think.
Well, many of them do. At that time, Democrats had control of the Senate and the presidency. Things have changed. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis is here. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Robin.
So set the scene for us, because you were there covering Congress. Republicans, as we heard, saw this rule change as self-serving. Why were Democrats arguing for it at the time?
You know, this was the result of probably a decades-long debate in the Senate over whether this rule needed to be changed. And the breaking point in 2013 for Democrats, who were in the majority at the time, was Republicans' decision to block three of President Obama's nominees to the D.C. Court of Appeals. There was three vacancies on that court. It's one of the nation's most powerful courts, right below the Supreme Court, and it has oversight over federal agencies and regulations, and it's very powerful. And it had a Republican tilt at the time, and three President Obama vacancies would change that. So Republicans had held up the nominations, and Democrats said that that was a step too far. So they changed the rules of the Senate so that all nominations before the Senate, all executive branch nominations, go from a 60-vote threshold to a 51-vote threshold, except for Supreme Court nominees. That is the only nomination that goes before the Senate in today's world that could still be subject to a filibuster of a 60-vote threshold.
Well, and here's how the Democrats were speaking at that time. Here's a clip of outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid on the Senate floor.
The Senate is a living thing, and to survive it must change, as it has over the history of this great country. To the average American, adapting the rules to make the Senate work again is just common sense.
So the Democrats felt that the Republicans were unfairly holding up presidential nominations. We heard Mitch McConnell say in that earlier clip that Democrats would come to regret this change. John McCain at the time talked about how this was a rule change pushed through by Democrats who hadn't yet experienced what it was like to be in the minority. Is that the case? Are you hearing regret now from Senate Democrats?
No, and if they regret it, they're only doing it in private. Publicly, Democrats say they made the right decision. In an outgoing editorial, Harry Reid, who pushed through the rules change, he's retiring this year, he wrote an impassioned defense of the rules change, and he said he was leaving behind a fairer and more open and productive Senate. He said what was fair for President Obama should be fair for President Trump, and that the view of Democrats is that at the time, and they still embrace it, that presidents have a certain amount of leeway to be able to fill their nominations and their cabinet posts with the people they choose, and that filibustering all of those nominations just led towards a culture of obstruction and weakening of the executive branch.
Well, let's look ahead at what might be happening now. Here's a clip of Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat, of course, talking today about Rex Tillerson, the Exxon CEO nominated to be Secretary of State. Kaine citing reports that showed the company covered up its knowledge of global warming for years. Now, there's a court case here in Massachusetts centered around this. Let's listen to Kaine today.
The individual and the company, ExxonMobil, has a significant history in what I believe is in funding climate denial, climate science denial, even though ExxonMobil has scientists and have been aware of climate science for a very long time. They've been part of an effort to muddy up the water and suggest to people that we don't need to worry about this as a problem. I'm very troubled about that.
Indicating there are going to be challenges to at least one nominee and probably many more. What do you think this confirmation process is going to be like?
Well, Rex Tillerson will go before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, of which Tim Kaine is a member. Oh, interestingly enough, another one of those members on the committee is Marco Rubio, a Republican from Florida, who has tweeted that he has some skepticism about Tillerson. He is expected to have a very rigorous confirmation hearing, certainly over his connections to Russia and the relationship there, considering the other news of the week about Russian hacking. But at this point, you know, there's been on the whole a fairly receptive, open view towards Trump's nominees in the Senate. And it is more likely than not that the overwhelming all of his nominees will get confirmed, barring something coming to light that is not known or something that really would offend Republican senators, because there are 52 of them, I believe, now that we've just had the Louisiana Senate race settled, and they have a lot of leeway there.
Right, because of the rules change. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.